Dear brothers and sisters, beginning today and as often as I can, I will talk about the spiritual realm. The first evidence that proves the existence of a spiritual realm is UFOs. UFO stands for Unidentified Flying Objects. So the first evidence that proves the existence of a spiritual realm is UFOs. UFO stands for Unidentified Flying Objects. The U.S. Air Force Regulation 200-2 defined an unidentified flying object, UFOB, as any airborne object with which, by performance, aerodynamic characteristics, or unusual features, does not conform to any presently known aircraft or missile type, or which cannot be positively identified as a familiar object. Even though the science has developed so much, they can't know what it is. They can't identify what they are. They know they are here, but they can't identify them as to what exactly they are. UFOs are witnessed so often all over the world that we can't deny their existence. Some people think extraterrestrial beings are on the UFOs and they might attack us. And some Christians think acknowledging the existence of extraterrestrial life is against the Bible. I don't know right now, but because UFOs are appearing so much, but at least as far as I know, especially in the 80s, they used to think it's heretical to accept, to acknowledge UFOs. But those who are on the UFOs are not aliens with some bizarre shapes. They are not a threat to Earth either. So what really is a UFO? Let me explain about it, about their identity. The second heaven is a space existing in the spiritual realm. It is divided into an area of light and one of darkness. There are first heaven, second heaven, third heaven, and fourth heaven. And second heaven belongs to in the spiritual realm, and it is divided into an area of light and area of darkness. In the area of darkness are Lucifer and the evil spirits, and in the area of light is the Garden of Eden. The place for the seven-year wedding banquet is also in the area of light in the second heaven. Before Adam and Eve ate from the tree of knowledge, they lived in the Garden of Eden in the second heaven. Before Adam and Eve ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, they lived in the Garden of Eden in the second heaven. The Garden of Eden is part of the spiritual realm, but it's not completely spiritual space. It is where flesh and spirit can coexist. So, when the people from the Garden of Eden come down to this earth, they can be seen by physical eyes, whereas completely spiritual beings, such as angels, are not seen by physical eyes. When you go to Muon, Sweetwater site, with many of you see the people of Garden of Eden. So even without the spiritual eyes opening, you can see them. So these people, they can be seen in physical eyes too. So when the people from the Garden of Eden come down to this earth, they can be seen by physical eyes, whereas completely spiritual beings such as angels are not seen by physical eyes. So, I will have to explain about the angels so they can be seen. They can be taken. So soon, we'll be able to take them in photos too. So you gotta wait a little bit. We can see these beings even without spiritual eyes, and we can even touch them This is one of the characteristics of the Garden of Eden in the second heaven. In the Garden of Eden that God made, Adam and Eve had offspring and multiplied. They enjoyed everything in abundance. They lacked nothing. Genesis 1:28 says, God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and rule over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the sky, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. When God said, fill the earth and subdue it, the earth included this planet Earth as well as the Garden of Eden. God gave Adam the authority to rule over everything on the planet Earth. Therefore, to be able to rule over everything on the earth, he had to be able to freely visit the earth. Adam was a living spirit, but he couldn't freely travel between the Garden of Eden and Earth in his body. So he had to use some form of transportation to do so. You can go to other countries in airplanes, but people can't live in the space where the airplanes are flying. The outside air, the temperature, you know, in those spaces, it's minus 60, 70 degrees. So you can't live because of the cold. And also, you have thin air, lack of oxygen. So you can't live there. The temperature is very low and the air is thin. But what about the inside of an airplane? They maintain appropriate temperatures, oxygen, and humidity for human beings. If you fly in airplanes, you can reach any country in the world in a matter of hours. There was a means of transportation for Adam to travel between the Garden of Eden and the earth. It was not ground transportation like cars or trains. It was a flying object. And it came in a variety of types, shapes, and sizes, depending on its function. There were flying objects for passengers or something like unmanned aerial vehicles or UAVs. Adam used to travel to the earth frequently in these flying objects. Also, the children of Adam, born in the Garden of Eden, also traveled to the earth in these objects. These flying objects that Adam and his children used are what are known today as UFOs. Before Adam committed sin, the environment of the earth was not so different from that of the Garden of Eden. For this reason, Adam visited earth often while living in the Garden of Eden. So the environment of the earth was not so different from that of the Garden of Eden before Adam committed sin. So in the book of Genesis, you can read about the people on this earth living as long as 800 and 900 years, as close as 1,000 years, because the environment was totally different than now. So they could live for such a long time. After his fall, Adam was sent down to and settled on the earth. Namely, the first heaven. But the children he begot in the Garden of Eden traveled to the earth relatively freely until the great flood. So after the great flood, the earth was polluted so much. After flooding, anywhere you can see it's contaminated, it's polluted, diseases prevail, the water is not clean, and so much trash pollutes the land. Today's reading passage, Genesis 6:4, is a record about this. It says the Nephilim were on the earth in those days, and also afterward, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men and they bore children to them. Those were the mighty men who were of old, men of renown. The sons of God here refers to the children that Adam begot in the Garden of Eden before his fall. They often visited the earth until the great flood, and some of them gave birth to children with women on this earth. These children were called Nephilim, or the mighty men who are of old, men of renown. If you refer to the Genesis lectures, you can read about them. Please refer to the lectures on Genesis for more details. But after the great flood, there were many restrictions on the people in the Garden of Eden traveling to the earth. They could visit the earth only with special permission. Even today, people in the Garden of Eden visit the earth in UFOs. These objects have been observed all over the world. The manufacture of UFOs in the Garden of Eden is very systematic, organized, and compartmentalized. The production, inspection, and management are taken care of by specialized personnel. They are built with materials from the Garden of Eden, and the surface is covered by a shiny layer. So when people of the earth see the UFOs, usually they can't see the actual body because they are just perceived as light-emitting objects. UFOs come in various sizes and with various purposes. One of the most prominent characteristics of UFOs is that they can fly at a speed that no aircraft on Earth can attain. They also show aeronautics that is not possible in this world, such as instantaneous vertical ascent and descent, sudden acceleration, or 90-degree or less turns. Even supersonic jet fighters, they can't match the movements of these UFOs. Sometimes they have vertical ascent, instantaneous vertical ascent, descent, sudden acceleration. They just sometimes move across the sky so fast, and they can turn at 90 degrees or less. I'm sorry, I can't explain better. These things are possible because they have been developing such a sophisticated civilization based on all the wisdom and knowledge they inherited from Adam. They say the earth was made 4.6 billion years ago. Of course, it's not precise, but that's what they calculate to be. And to calculate the years of Adam, there must be a way, but before my memory comes back, it's going to be hard. But when the time comes, I'll be able to tell how long Adam lived in the Garden of Eden. So, because they lived there for such a long time, they developed this such a sophisticated civilization. So they can, since a long time ago, they could make these UFOs which are beyond our understanding. We are like nothing. We've been here on this earth only 4,000 to 6,000 years. And compared to their history, we are nothing. We didn't have enough time to develop our civilization, but nowadays you can see that within like just like 10 years, the speed of advancement of science is so fast, and if you stay for 100 years from now, it'll be so much more developed. And in case of Adam and his children, because they lived there for such a long time, long time, so they have that kind of science and technology. But our science cannot reach theirs because we've been here only for a short time. Maybe if we live here for thousands and thousands of years more, then we can do it, but we are not going to live here for such a long time. But there is a fundamental reason why UFOs appear to be so very fast. It's because the second heaven, where the Garden of Eden is located, and this earth have a different flow of time. The second heaven, where the Garden of Eden is located, and this earth have a different flow of time. Each heaven, from the first to the fourth, each heaven has different flow of time. The second heaven's characteristics of space and the time flow are very different from those of first heaven. So there are so many things, so many interesting things about spiritual realm. With the separation of spirit, you've been to first, to second, and third, and fourth heaven. It's such a long distance, but they've all visited there in an instant. They went in an instant, they came back in an instant. Even though it's so far away, it's so fast, I can't explain everything. The second heaven is a spiritual realm, and the first heaven is physical world, and these two spaces have different speed of time flow. This flesh is not the actual entity, it's shadow. What is real is spiritual realm. So those who only follow the shadow, it's pity. You've already heard a lot of explanations as to what the shadow is. Your body, is it a shadow or is it true entity? Whatever you see on this first heaven is only a shadow. It's not real. The sun, the moon, and the stars, the space, universe, even you, your body. Your body will die. It'll decay. It'll be eaten by worms and it'll go back to a handful of dust. It's not real. Flesh changes. So everything in the first heaven changes. It perishes. So this is not real. Only the things that last, they are what is real. The spiritual realm. The second heaven is a spiritual realm, and the first heaven is physical world, and these two spaces have different speed of time flow. Let's say an ant is walking at its highest speed, and the ant's speed can't be compared with the walking speed of a man. It's because ants and humans are actually in different dimensions. Because first heaven and second heaven are in different dimensions, they have different speeds of time flow as well. Just as humans are much faster than ants, the time flow of second heaven is much faster than that of the first heaven. But it's in a concept of relativity. When people see an ant, it looks slow. However, the ant itself doesn't feel it is slow. It is just that it lives in its own world. If the ants have perceptions like perceptions of humans, they would be able to see that there are many entities that move much faster than themselves. Likewise, as a person belonging in the first heaven, you will not feel the difference in the time flow unless you experience the space of the second heaven. But if a being from the second heaven appears in the sky of the first heaven, you'll be able to see the difference in the time flow between the two spaces. The UFOs from the second heaven do not speed up just because they are in the first heaven's space. They are flying at an ordinary speed. And yet, those who are in the first heaven feel that their speed is really fast. It's like ants feel that humans are very fast when they are walking with a normal speed. For this reason, the UFOs that were witnessed at various locations looked like they disappeared in an instant. Dear brothers and sisters, God lets the people see UFOs more frequently as the end is drawing near. Seeing them, He wants them to realize there is a spiritual realm. There certainly is spiritual realm, it is there. But the men of flesh, they don't want to believe. They don't want to believe in what is real. They're just pursuing what is not real. God says, don't do something, and they try to do it. God says, cast it away, but they keep it. God says, keep it, but they don't want to do it. God says, do it, they don't want to do it. So, whatever they are doing, the opposite of God's commandment, it is not real. They are pursuing what is not real, so thereby violating the rules of the spiritual realm, the commandments of God, and causing a lot of problems. So in those cases, if you follow, if you pursue what is real, God protects you, so you won't face any problems. But because you are pursuing something unreal, something that is not real, you don't know what's going to happen to you tomorrow. Many of our church members, I know, when I see some of the people, because I know about the things to come to some extent, I'm very sorry for them, because I know what's going to happen to them. But some people, they don't know what's going to happen to them, and they just enjoy themselves today. We've also witnessed UFOs many times in our church. Around noon on May 11th, 2001, Deacon Jongbaek Kim took a video of UFO at the church. He fixed the video camera on the rooftop of the church in order to take videos of clouds. He faced the camera eastward and took the video for 40 minutes, and there was a UFO in the video. And there were also people who saw this UFO with their naked eyes. Pastor Sungjil Lee looked up in the sky at around 11:50 a.m. at the church gate, and he saw a round-shaped light-emitting object in a standstill.
증언하였지요. 우리 원래 이성철
Pastor Sungshil Lee sees these things quite often. He saw it for more than 10 seconds and Pastor Young-sik Kang joined him. They saw this UFO in the same direction that the video camera that I mentioned was facing. The light-emitting object taken in the video camera lasted for 1 minute and 19 seconds. We sent this video to Korea UFO Association for analysis and we received the following report. The light-emitting object in this video seems to be the same light source witnessed by two individuals on the same day. And after a thorough review on the speed, aeronautics, and shape of the object, and the testimony of the witnesses, we cannot conclude that it is a natural object or optical phenomenon. The movements of the flying object display aeronautics that is beyond our comprehension. The frame-by-frame analysis gives us flying patterns that conform to most commonly observed flying patterns of UFOs. Therefore, it is highly possible that the object in the video is an actual unidentified flying object. The researchers of UFOs acknowledged that what we saw was an actual UFO. One of the personnel in the association listed this case of our church in his writing, Surprising UFO Photographing. One of the UFOs that were taken at our church is a UFO called Rod. There are various sizes of rods, and the rod taken at our church was measured in dozens of yards. The rods are usually for reconnaissance and are unmanned. So it's like a scout vehicle, that are unmanned. Today, something like UAVs. The rods are usually for reconnaissance and are unmanned. They have equipment for observations operated without men. Also, during the pilgrimage in 2004, at the pyramids in Egypt, the picture of a UFO was taken behind me. In the photo, the lower part of the object has a round part bulging out. The back has something like wings. The reason why the actual object was taken was because the light was taken away. Otherwise, we would have seen only the light. So God worked in a special way so that UFO could be taken in our camera. It is only an instant because it's a camera, photo camera. God the Father said He would soon reveal UFOs as clearly as that because I delivered a sermon so that God would show the UFO so that you can take them. They can be taken more clearly. UFO once visited Gethsemane Prayer House too. As I explained, UFOs are very fast and the aeronautics is unique. Even if pictures of them are taken by cameras, they look like flickering dots of lights. because they are so fast. They just flicker and disappear. But if you... Because they disappear in an instant, they just disappear. In bare eyes, you can't see them. But they can be taken by cameras because they are fixed there and... Because God is letting them be taken in our cameras. But God will let us see the shape and outline of the UFOs clearly. But that doesn't mean UFOs will stay in the sky for a long time. Those who do not understand their identity feel UFOs are a threat, so it might cause a state of panic and emergency. Sometimes, many times in the Latin America, they call an alert and they send jet fighters. They are ready to shoot them down. But of course, you can't really attack them, or they are not going to attack us, but because they don't know, they do that. Within the limit that they will not cause such a situation to develop, God will let us see UFOs so that we can understand there is a world other than this earth. Because you are seeing and thinking about only these physical things that which is actually not real. So if those who go into whole spirit, their way of thinking is totally different from that of the man of flesh. So that is why they can't understand each other. Those who go into spirit, they understand the man of flesh because they've gone through the process. But men of flesh, they don't understand men of whole spirit, men of spirit. Although they are so evil, they say the others are evil. You know, they themselves are so evil, but they don't even know that they are evil. So, something good can come out of them. But today, so it is a proof that the space is operated with the power of recreation even in the Garden of Eden in the second heaven. God wants us to demolish our physical knowledge and the frameworks of thoughts about limited space through this kind of operation of space. Through the power of recreation, we create a lot of things, you know, we make it rain when it's dry. We stop the rain. If they know this, they'll be shocked. They're going to believe it. Of course, they will believe soon. Beginning from this year, as things get bigger and bigger, and everybody will have to believe. And we will have prayer requests. We are having a lot of earthquakes, fires, volcano eruptions. And if they have faith and ask for my prayer and receive the prayer, it will calm down right away. But right now, they don't believe. But of course, there are many people who believe. But it'll have to spread, and when many people believe and ask for prayer, such amazing works will take place. But you believe because you've seen so many cases. It used to be so cold, but when I came down for the Lunar New Year holidays, it became much warmer. Fine dust was gone with a bit of a... And you experience this kind of optimal weather conditions all the time, not just once or twice. In our outdoor events, for the last 36 years, we've been experiencing this. We've never had any rain in our outdoor events. Even the day before that, to prepare. So this way, God has been increasing our faith. We have to believe right from the beginning. It's better. But anyway, we've seen these things so many times, even though we couldn't believe right away. Now, because we've seen them so many times, now we believe. Therefore, I pray in the name of the Lord that you will cast away your frameworks of fleshly thoughts completely and come to have spiritual faith through such evidence. Actually, I have to explain about the UFOs in three sessions, but I just summarized it into one session, shortened it. And I will explain the details about the life in New Jerusalem, how you eat, what you enjoy, what kind of fun you have. I have to explain about angels and the angel of death so they can be taken. I will have to explain about them before you'll be able to take them. So you will understand that there are angels, there are angel of death. There are so many things that are not visible. You can't see air. And even in the air, there are so many kinds of gases. Oxygen and nitrogen and carbon and so many other things. Even though it's invisible, it doesn't mean fragrance of flowers doesn't exist. It draws butterflies and bees from a distance. Just because you can't see spiritual realm, you shouldn't think they don't exist. You witnessed the world of evil spirits too, the demons. When they were revealed, they were revealed. Without revealing them, they would just stay silent. But when I revealed them, their identities were revealed. So please do not be the ones who don't have faith, but please have faith. But at once I received the power of recreation and come forth as the resurrected body. We'll have to please be patient and please pray that day will come as soon as possible. I'm not talking about something unreal. So when you actually believe this, you'll have to believe when I explain to you when the Lord will be coming back. I'm only talking about what is there. I'm not talking about anything. I've never said anything that was false. And those who have believed all those words, now they have become good elders, excellent believers. In the past, when, for example, this particular elder, 20 years ago, he never used to believe. They were saying, we'll find out. But now they believe certainly. So now they became excellent elders and believers too. And as you believe and practice the Word of God in your workplaces and businesses, you will also receive practical financial blessings. So I've always explained to you how you can receive blessings, how you can be healthy, how you can avoid diseases. So those who believe, they obey and they live that kind of life. But those who follow and pursue only the shadow, they face disasters, diseases, problems in businesses or workplaces. But if you follow what is real, pursue what is real, then your businesses will thrive and you will receive blessings. But because you are pursuing what is not real, the what will only perish and disappear. And that is why you face troubles. We have this truth, what is real. And if you pursue that, you'll prosper in all things. Just think about it. Who doesn't want to be rich? Who doesn't want to succeed in their businesses? But when they pursue flesh, even these things will fall and perish.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centuries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and internet all over the world. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues, and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them, Father, from any kind of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's disease, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from the polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes. Let the deaf come to hear and let the mute begin to speak. Heal accidents after effects. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells and bring the dead back to life. Bless them to conceive a baby. Father, please give them blessing to conceive a baby. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bones of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their homes and business, and their work with the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they may do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, "I have met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.